Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Isn't God good? All right, number two. You got to believe that it's God's will for you to be healed and whole because his word said so. You got to believe. So you got to believe God loves you, and then you have to believe that God wants you well, that he wants you healthy, that being healthy is a blessing, not a curse, that being sick and diseased and weakly is a curse. If it ain't a curse, why are you taking medicine? If it ain't a curse, why you go to the doctor? If it's a blessing, why you don't just live with it? Because you know deep down in you, you know you ain't supposed to be sick. God put that in every human being, whether they serving him or not. They know they supposed to be well. They know when they head hurt, they back ache, they leg, they know that ain't normal. And they'll do anything they can to get rid of that pain because they know that pain ain't supposed to be. Pain is a warning sign there's something wrong. Thank God he built that in. So you go get some help. I mean, if you're not serving God, you better go find you a good doctor. But if you're a believer, you come into a covenant of healing. Now that doesn't exclude doctors, because there's doctors that saved going to be in heaven.
That's right.
I mean, Jesus put a doctor on his staff.
Yeah. That's right.
He didn't make Luke stop practicing medicine. He said, "Come here, follow me. I'll make you a fish of men. I'm going to show you how to minister healing to them." And you know, one day they all went out together, and they all went out and cast out devils and healed the sick. Even Luke was right there, the doctor healing the sick. With supernatural power. There's a natural power and there's a supernatural power. And the church ought to be flowing in the supernatural. We ought to be flowing in both of them. We ought to be good and skillful in the natural, but we ought to be expert in the supernatural. That's why you have the Holy Ghost. You receive power after that the Holy Ghost come on you. That power will turn the world upside down. That power will heal the sick, it'll cast out devils, it'll raise the dead, it'll make blind people see, deaf people hear. It'll bring finances to you, it'll heal your body. Praise God. Here's the scripture on Psalm 119, verse 89. Says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." That means that word is established and is firmly fixed. It ain't going to change. So the word of God has to be the final authority in our life. Isaiah 55, 11, the scripture says, "So shall my word be." Now this is God talking. "So shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, or empty, or useless, or lifeless. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it." So whenever God speaks a word to you, that word has an assignment in your life. That word is a sign to do something. When God give you a healing scripture, that scripture is a sign to bring healing to you. God give you financial scriptures, it's designed to bring financial blessing. God give you wisdom scriptures you're meditating on, those scriptures are designed to impart wisdom into your life. Whatever it is you need from God, you get in the word in that area, because that word been assigned to minister to you. He said, "It's going to accomplish what I please. And it's going to prosper." That means that word ain't going to fail. It's going to prosper where into the thing that I sent it. I sent that word to bless you. Psalm 107, verse 20 says, "And he sent his word." The word got an assignment. "And it what? Healed them and delivered them from all their destructions." So the word was sent to heal and to bring deliverance from destruction. How many of you know sickness and disease bring destruction? Oh, it'll wipe your finances out, destroy that, destroy relationships. I mean, make life hard on you. Destroy your peace of mind. Destroy your ease, your comfort. Listen at the word disease. Dis-ease means not ease. You take a D from devil, you got evil. You take an O from good, you got God. That word has an assignment to heal you. Healing scriptures are designed to bring healing into your life. Correction scriptures are designed to bring correction into your life. It's going to prosper in the thing God sent it to do. And God said, that word ain't coming back to me without fulfilling its assignment. He give his word, and you know how the word come back? The word comes back to him on your lips. That's how it returned to him. So when the word come, you hear a word said in church. That word's supposed to go down in your spirit. You're supposed to meditate on that word, and you're supposed to put that word of faith back in your mouth and say, Lord, I thank you for it. And when it come back to him, I'm going to tell you that word is not void of power. It's got power to do just what it was sent to do. If God wanted to build your faith and he sent a word to increase your faith, I'm going to tell you that's just what that word's going to do. Healing scriptures bring healing. Peace scriptures bring peace. Glory to God. Because God's watching over his word to perform it. He said, I'll watch over my word to perform it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4:22 says, talking about his word, keep it in your ears, before your eyes, keep it in the midst of your heart. He said, for they are life. Talking about the word. He said, the word is life to all your flesh. If you continually meditate in the word and keep that word before your eyes, in your ears, and in your heart, that word will respond to your physical body like medicine. Because it's life. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they're spirit and they're life. Sometimes you go to the hospital, millions of people, and they got TV going 24-7. Know what that TV need to be? Sometimes it need to be off and need to have the word going for. People don't believe that there's a supernatural power in it. And my Bible tells me that God's word is alive and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing even soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God's word is showing up powerful. Yes. Look at your neighbor and say, his word is showing up powerful. Yeah, it's powerful. One word from God can change your life. One word from God can heal your body. One word from God can make you a millionaire. One word from God can do whatever it needs to do. That's why the devil don't want you reading your Bible. That's why he tried to shut down the word. The devil's busy trying to remove the influence of the Bible out of the public arena. And it's up to the church saying, no, the word ain't going nowhere. You can't pass no law make me stop reading the Bible. You can pass a law, but I ain't got to listen to that. I ain't supposed to succumb to all this crazy laws out there they got out there that's violating the word. God's word gonna stand forever. Hallelujah. You see, there's a built-in healing power in the word of God. You can meditate in that word until every organ in your body is healed. If you get in that word and take it like medicine, 3-4 times a day, for long you'll be healed or whatever it is. Don't matter. Because there ain't no power greater than God's word. He said heaven and earth would pass away. That's sickness and disease. He said all that would pass away before the word did. Anything evil or demonic would pass away before God's word passed away.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All right, number three. All right. Know that you are healed by the stripes of Jesus, that Jesus paid the price for your healing. So there's not, I got to do this to get healed. No, that only happens if God give you an instruction. Otherwise, you just receive by faith. Because he did give people instructions that they had to mix faith with that brought their healing, like the man that was blind. Jesus put mud on his eyes and told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he went and washed and was healed. Naaman had to dip 7 times. So if he give you an instruction, then the healing power is in the instruction that he gives you. But if I don't get no instruction, I just receive by faith. I just take it. Look at your neighbor, say, just take it. You know why I can say that bold like that? Because it's yours. Because it's part of your inheritance. Because Jesus paid the price for you to have it. And you ain't taking nothing from God. He gave it. He freely give it. Name one thing that you have from God that he didn't freely give to you. Name one thing you had to beg, crawl, scrape, rake, you know, scratch on the ground for. Nothing. Everything freely given because of the cross. So just take it. Look at your neighbor and say, take your healing.
Take your healing.
That means receive. The word receive means to take with the hand. It means to take to oneself. It means to receive to oneself. Means by faith, I can't see the healing power, but I know that the word says healing is mine. So I take it to myself, you know, and what is not seen will become seen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in my heart.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Strongholds are breaking. Yokes are being destroyed. Burdens are being removed by the authority and the power of the Word of God.
Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to invite you to our annual Word Explosion beginning
September 10th through the 13th.
This conference is designed to strengthen you, empower you, equip you, and bless you by focusing on the life-changing power of the Word of God. Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." We're going to saturate ourselves for 4 days and nights in the Word of God and see God perform His Word with signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost.